state and local officials gathered Wednesday in downtown Albany to highlight legislation awaiting the governor's signature that addresses the issue of vacant and abandoned buildings. Blighted buildings are commonplace in upstate New York cities. Municipalities have different ways of dealing with decay. The city of Albany maintains a vacant building registry, marking questionable buildings deemed unsafe with a red X. State Assemblyman John McDonald of the 108th District is calling for final action on a bill that passed both the Senate and Assembly during the legislative session. The Democrat says it would cut the period of time of the residential foreclosure process from 2 years of delinquent taxes to one.
It means tax foreclosing entities like Albany County, like the City of Troy, like the City of Schenectady, can move these properties to new owners, to hopefully new stewards, whether they auction it, whether they sell it, whether they transfer it to the land bank, which Albany County has been doing a great job with here in the City of Albany. They have many different options. For far too long, these buildings have depressed property values in the neighborhood. For far too long, it's caused nightmares for first responders and public safety members. And for far too long, these buildings have also been buildings where criminal activity, drug activity, can find itself a new home. And the intent of this process is to shorten that period, to transfer these properties, to help improve property values here in the city, to help improve the quality of life in the neighborhood.
Assemblywoman Pat Fahey of the 109th District says the sooner these properties are back on the tax rolls, the better.
Especially with roofs caving in, with more infestation of rodents or whatever the case may be, and we have seen some really terrible results because of this. I know the land bank has done some amazing work, but that is not enough. We definitely need to do more.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy says this legislation will speed up the process of saving properties and save money at the same time.
In 08, when the recession started, more people abandoned their homes. In Albany County, we end up with the properties. And the other issue that we have in Albany County, we keep the city taxes and school districts whole in every municipality. So that becomes another burden to us that we have to pay for everything.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan says the Albany neighborhoods where many of the red X's appear have suffered from the cumulative impact of decades of racism, discrimination, redlining, and bad public policy.
This reduction from 2 years to 1 year is really important, and I do want to stress this isn't about foreclosing on houses where you have somebody with a catastrophic illness, mom goes into a nursing home, there's been a death in the family. Those are all things that we're working on a policy level to address and focus on within the work that we're doing around vacant buildings. But the other piece of this is the county legislature now has to agree to move faster as well. Right now, it takes 3 years of delinquent taxes in most instances before the county will foreclose, and that foreclosure happens in the fourth year. So we need to work on looking at strategic areas where we can do some pilots and really greatly accelerate that process so that we can get these properties into the hands of the land bank faster, at a lower cost, and with the ability to turn them around and rehabilitate them more quickly.
Rich as a party is the governor's senior advisor.
Governor Cuomo has enacted some of the strongest laws in the nation to help communities combat the scourge of zombie properties, and will review any legislation designed to build upon and further strengthen these protections.
As a party points out that roughly 900 bills passed both houses at the end of the session and 746 remain. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.